Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
The Jason and Alexis podcast is brought to you by our friends at Sears Imported Autos, serving four generations of happy, returning customers.
Sears Imported Autos is just 10 minutes west of downtown on 394 in Minnetonka. More information at searsimports.com.
You know what drives me crazy?
Two-hour themed Zoom meetings with our boss.
A phone call from B. Arthur?
No, buying something pre-owned and having it break in like 2 days.
That's the worst.
It is, but you know what? If you're buying a pre-owned car, get it from Sears Imported Autos, and you won't have that problem, believe me.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. They have an amazing selection of certified pre-owned cars that are vetted, not just checked. They are vetted.
Wow, that sounds very dramatic and serious.
Well, it is. Sears takes it very seriously, and they back it up with extensive warranty coverage, which equals peace of mind. You know you're buying a quality car, and you know you won't have to worry about something happening, and I love that.
But I don't want to leave the house.
Oh, I hear you. And a lot of people don't want to leave the house. That's why you can browse and even complete the whole car purchasing process online. Like, from your couch. You can do it all at searsimports.com. Again, searsimports.com. And you can also configure your dream car, and then they'll find it, and even if you want, bring it to your door.
How about financing? Because I assume I have to pay for the car?
Yes, Lex, you do. Sears has so many financing options, and their staff makes that part of it so easy and painless. I'm not kidding. I was amazed when I bought my car there recently, back in November. The financing portion, which I usually dread, took, and I timed this, 6 minutes. No joke. I laughed. I was like, what? It's one of the things I remember most from that glorious day, and it's one of the many reasons why Sears Imported Autos won best of the best for Mercedes in 2018 and 2019. And they've been serving four generations of returning happy customers for over 55 years. That is remarkable.
Sears Imported Autos, 10 minutes from downtown Minneapolis on 394.
For more information or to see their huge inventory, just go to searsimports.com.
Everybody, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the morning. Am I talking 107.1 everything entertainment, everything?
Holy crap, I don't need this.
I'm Jason Matheson, along with
that sounds like Kenny finding out that Jamie Lee Curtis and Christopher Guest are married. Kenny, they got married in 1984.
What?
She's doing this story.
She's you doing didn't know this, story. Kenny? Yeah. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Just do a quick overview of the story, Lex, so I don't screw it up, because I'll screw that up, because once you said this guest thing, my brain stopped functioning.
Jamie Lee Curtis, proud of her youngest child for coming out as transgender, and right. They've watched in Wonder
Lex
and Pride.
Lex is going on, blah, 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 and then says...
That she and her husband, Christopher Guest, very proud.
And my brain goes, Wait a minute. This is like finding out Jennifer Garner isn't the daughter of My Hero Rockford Files, James Garner.
Yep.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger, Will Robinson.
And now you're telling me from the 80s?
84.
Really?
Yeah. They have two kids.
Wow.
Annie and Ruby.
Huh. Okay. I guess I'll have to believe you.
This threw you for a loop, didn't
it?
Yeah. Oh. Well, Welcome to the world, Kenny. Welcome. Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, should I pull a prank on my husband to start the 7 o'clock hour?
I think you should.
Absolutely. Can we help?
As long as it's not hurtful.
No, just stand by.
Okay.
So we have an Amazon Echo, and we have the little dots on either of our nightstands.
Yeah.
And did you know that you can make an announcement from anywhere on those dots, and it's broadcasted on the dots?
Oh, come on. It's so, like my baby monitor.
Yeah, it's like it's a Colin baby monitor. Yes. So should we say hello to Colin this morning? Let's see if he's awake. Hold on a minute. Okay, here we go.
7:08. Okay.
7:08. Okay, we're going to drop in. Here we go.
What are you going to say?
I'm just going to say good morning.
Oh, okay.
Now, remember, it's very loud. It makes a noise like, woo, 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 woo. And then Colin hears my voice like in glorious Technicolor. Here we go.
Okay.
Here we go.
Uh-oh.
Here we go. Hold on. Okay, it's ringing. It's making that sound now in the bedroom. Okay. Is it on? Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you awake?
Wide awake.
Yeah, I was in the other room and I heard you were going to do this, so I had to run in here.
Oh, no.
Busted. Damn it. Now, Lex, you told me we weren't on the air, Alexis.
I thought it was just the three of us. Whoopsies.
Colin wins again.
Colin wins again.
He sounded all like...
What are you doing, Kyle?
Getting ready.
Okay.
I think that tone of voice means that this conversation is over.
I know. Okay. Have a good morning.
You too.
Damn it, Alexis. I thought we weren't on the air.
Shoot. Oh, man. Whoopsies.
No, it was so funny.
Can you turn off the radio somehow through your magical devices?
Maybe. Oh, it was so funny, though. I think it was last week. He was sleeping in. Oh, I made reference to it, Lex. Remember, I was like, oh, my gosh, it's 8:30 and he's still not awake. So I realized that we have these little Echo dots, the little Amazon Echo dots. And I thought, I read somewhere that you can make like an announcement over them.
Yes.
And I quickly Googled in a commercial break and it's called Drop In. And I did it and it scared the bejeebies out of him. He was dead asleep and all of a sudden, you know, imagine that. You're laying in bed, sound asleep, and then you hear your alarm clock make a little noise and then this
and it's
was
your
me.
Husband.
Good morning, Colin. Are you there? Are you dead? Did you die in your sleep, Colin?
And he's like, oh my, he jumped out of bed. I scared the crap out of him. I'm like, well, answer your phone. It's 8:30. So anyway,
I'm still sleeping. Leave me alone.
He's like, you chose the career with the 4 a.m. wake time, not me.
Yeah, that's all you. Wow. That's love, huh?
Isn't that love?
Uh-huh.
That's love right
there.
Yeah,
I've been doing that with our baby monitor, too. And now the school daycare that he goes to, I can watch him.
Oh, and that's fun.
Yeah, it's kind of dangerous, though. I really shouldn't. It's only his fourth day today, so we're having a rough go. He had a hunger strike yesterday, so.
Hunger strike?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Wait a minute. You can't wait an hour and 11 minutes into the show.
What's the cause? To mention this.
What cause has the young man taken up to take on a hunger?
You see the kids, all the other kids, they're just like jolly and sitting there because he gets breakfast and lunch there, and they're all sitting there breaking bread together, just having a great time. And then there's one kid that's not like the others. He's standing by the little lockers over there, just like wailing away and just looking at them like, and they're looking at him like, what is with this kid? What's with the new kid? And he refused to eat. So when Angel picked him up yesterday, he's like, well, we got to go feed you now. And then, he ate a ton, but he's just not going. Their kids don't seem to be bothering him more than they're bothering any other kid.
Now, in times like this, Is he Anhil's son or is he Alexis's son?
Oh, he's not my kid. I don't know that kid. What are you talking about? Who is that child? That weirdo in the corner.
The weird kid on a hunger strike.
Yeah, the pandemic kid who's like, I don't know how to socialize. I still think I'm a dog. I mean, poor kid. These kids of the pandemic. It's just, don't quite get it yet.
No.
It's just, it's tough.
My nephew, beautiful Fennin, he looks at me like I'm a swamp monster.
Yes.
I mean, he looks at me like I have just crawled from the bowels of hell. He doesn't know what to do with me. It's like I'm a foreign creature to him. And I don't even try to make eye contact with him because I don't want to make him cry. I don't go near him. I don't look at him.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to scare the poor kid.
Yes.
Oh, God.
And with other kids around, I'm sure they also have siblings. So they're used to it and they're
check
all
your phone,
been there.
Jason.
Yeah, I just
oh,
sent
my God. Lex just sent that.
I can't share it because of the other children, but I just wanted to show you guys. Look at that. That's what we're dealing with.
Lex, that is Anhil's child right there.
Yeah,
that ain't your kid.
I don't know that kid. The one that I know is the one sitting there smiling and eating his grapes.
Oh, my goodness. Your kid is Norma Rae, girl. Zen is holding a sign. Union. Union.
I'm out.
I'm out.
He said the only time he was really, truly happy is when they go outside to play. Because he does like to go outside. But, yeah, he's crying for a good, 3 hours straight.
This could be the best photo of the month. This could be, this is hysterical. And all the kids are looking at your kid like, what the hell is up with this kid?
Dude, what's going on with
you? Dude.
Just sit down like everyone else and enjoy a meal with us. What is wrong with you? Aren't you hungry?
Eat your damn grapes, kid. They're good. It's nature's candy.
Yes. So I really shouldn't, as a parent, be watching this from a distance.
No.
Wait.
Yeah.
There's not a chair for him. This one table has 2, 4, 6 kids and 6 chairs. The other table has 4 kids and 4 chairs. It's not his fault.
Oh, there's no space for him.
There's no chair for him.
You've come up with this narrative. It's very easy to pull one of those little chairs over.
Oh, a little Zen.
Well,
they got
rid of the chair because he's been standing up for 4 hours.
Right. They're probably just like, well, okay.
I'm on Team Zen here. I think somebody's screwing him. Something's not right here.
Oh, some of the kids, though, it's just... They 2-year-olds and toddlers, he's in the toddler room, they kind of just don't care, even about each other. They're playing by themselves, and they're trying to pull each other's passies out and pushing each other. And
I love it. Oh, Zen. The normal Ray
strike.
Of preschool.
How much prescription medicine would you have to take, Jason, in order to be the teacher or the guardian in that room?
Kenny, I don't even
6,
like...
11
Kenny.
Kids.
They are angels.
I would be so drunk and so high. Oh, my goodness.
Kenny, I don't even like kids in TV shows and movies. I don't want them.
In your presence.
No.
I feel the same way walking in there. I don't know. No. There's 3 teachers for that amount of kids, and I don't know how they do it. All the diapers.
There's not enough Grey Goose in the Grey Goose factory to make that acceptable to me.
I'm thinking about bringing them a gift basket of just like, thank you for dealing with this.
Here's a whole bunch of booze.
Yeah.
Speaking of Zen, his father, Anhil, returns with a brand new yard sale season tip when we come back. Warning, here comes a cliche, ladies. Your smile is your calling card to the world.
Yeah, even though people can't see our smiles on the radio.
Well, they can sense we're smiling even during your dad jokes, Lex.
Dawn, I don't know if I would categorize that post-joke look as smiling.
Rude!
All jokes aside, your smile is so important, and if you don't like yours for whatever reason,
it can be debilitating. It can really affect the quality of your life. And that's why we're so proud to represent Dr. Amy Hughes at Hughes Dental. Dr. Amy has her fantastic virtual smile consults. Here's how it works. You email Dr. Amy with your smile concerns. You can even upload a pic at hughes-dental.com. And Dr. Amy will send you back a private video message detailing an action plan. And here's one of the best things. There's no pressure to buy. She doesn't believe in that stuff. This is your...
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Year to change your smile, and yes, here's another cliche, change your life.
And she's the best at cosmetic dentistry. Don't you have a fun nickname for Dr. Amy, Jace?
I sure do. The Yoda of cosmetic dentistry.
Trust her, we do.
Very good Yoda there, Don. Contact Dr. Amy and take advantage of her virtual smile consults at hughes-dental.com. And don't forget, Dr. Amy can be your regular dentist too. She's my regular dentist. Again, that's hughes-dental.com. Call me when you want,
call me when you need. Jason and Alexis in the morning. I'm iTalk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything Jenny from Chicago.
Hello, buddy.
Hello.
Hello, buddy.
Hello, buddy.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm Jace with Lex and Kenny. Dawn continues her vacation. She'll be back with us on Friday or Monday.
Monday
today's
yeah.
Friday. Today's Friday, Jason. Okay. Well, we're right. We're in the heart of summer, girl, and that means we are in the heart of yard sale season. Mm-hmm. And no one does yard sales better than Alexis's husband, the one and only Angel Toro. Mm-hmm. So we are very excited because Alexis is gracing us with another, the presence of another. Living La Vida Angel yard sale. Now, Lex, do we have a, before we run the open, do we have a theme for this one? Do we have a topic?
This is yard sales, not post-COVID, but now that COVID is a little bit under control or people are feeling more comfortable having garage sales, what do you do?
Got it. Ladies and gentlemen, Living La Vida Angel yard sale season, the trilogy.
Alexis is husband. He's living La Vida Angel. Living La Vida Angel.
Here's another episode of yard sale season. Yard sales post-COVID. So I know COVID is not over, but now people are feeling comfortable going outside. Some people are vaccinated. They just feel that they can go out there and do their thing. So, of course, yard sales are opening up and they're full force, baby. So that's great. But people are asking me, hey, should I wear a mask when I go to sales? One thing I say is, first of all, look at their signs. So they say, please wear a mask. Kind of, you know, be respectful. Otherwise, you don't have to go in there. Some people had that. You don't see a lot of those signs. For the most part, it's a courtesy thing. And if you, you know, you see them with a mask, I usually wear the mask. Whatever. But one of the things that I like about wearing a mask, well, it's actually two things, is first, you know, like back before COVID, you went to a sale and you pick up an item and it has that funky funk.
Yeah.
That smell that you know a human being wore that quite often. Right. Now, if you're wearing a mask, you don't smell it. Oh, they don't see you making your face an expression of grossness.
That's right.
So, wearing a mask is good for that. The other thing I suggest is, you know when you go to one of those sales that is the person selling is there just licking their lips, waiting for a human being just to talk to them. Yes. For these people that all the reason why I do a sale is so they can talk your ear off.
Yeah.
Wearing a mask allows you to cover your face, cover your mouth, so they don't see you talking. So in case they start going a mile per hour to talk to you, you can pretend you're coughing. You can pretend, get yourself out of that conversation quick.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's up to you. You, if you want to wear the mask or not. I know I do it because I dare to shop and get out. Yeah. So anyways, but if you see me, you can say hi.
Yes.
So anyways, enjoy the sales, baby, because it's there's a lot of stuff out there. And I want it all.
Alexis is husband. He's living la vida on hell. Living la vida on hell.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
He's so me.
Can I tell you? Awesome. Did you guys follow along like I did? So on hell spends 2 minutes basically telling people don't talk to people. Right, don't all right, you talkative right. people. Don't you don't but, come up. You're annoying. And then at the very end he goes, but if you see me, come say hi.
Yeah, you can say hi. He gives us permission to say hi to him.
But that's it. Hi and move along.
That's it. Don't nothing more than hi. Don't try to start a conversation with them. Don't. Oh God.
Wow.
Oh, there is. Look, oh. I don't love masks. I don't, you know, but there are some advantages. Like, you can make
definitely.
Faces.
Yes.
You can make faces at people. I actually, there are some situations where I am really glad I have a mask on. I was in one yesterday where.
Oh, what happened?
Oh, I was at a thing for the TV show, and this person was really irritating me. And I mean, I was at Mach 10. I was Jason Mach 10. So much so that photographer Eric knows me so well. He was rubbing the my back. he knew I was like Ralph Cramden. I was getting ready to explode, Alice. And luckily, the woman I was dealing with, I had a mask on, so she could not see the rage coming from my lips and my face. But oh, Angel.
Oh,
Angel. Oh. That was so fantastic.
Those
don't
close
talk
talkers,
to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you see me, say hello.
Yeah. Yes.
I gotta say, that is the one thing about masks I loved. A mask, dark sunglasses, and a cowboy hat pulled down low.
Oh.
Nobody has any idea. You're so in disguise. It's so awesome.
Well, celebrities love it for that reason. I mean, if I'm if I'm like a Tom Cruise or a Will Smith or Denzel or, you know, any of these big stars or a music star, I mean, Machine Gun Kelly or whoever, I am thrilled with masks. You know, Shawn Mendes can go around, you know, basically like
normal.
A normal human. Yeah, at his Whole Foods. So,
yep.
It is 7:28. When we come back, we'll do a little Would You Rather.
Life was a willow in a band right to your window.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor from like the 70s or 80s.
The name of the game is Ball Buster. It's a family game, fun for children. And for adults, it's exciting. You make strategic offensive and defensive moves. Then try to bust your opponent's balls. It's as easy as checkers. But exacting like pool, you're a ball buster. Ball Buster.
Oh,
a great new game from Mego.
Da, da, da.
This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial.
Da, da, da.
We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
Those crazy like games of the 70s.
It sounds like an ad parody you'd hear on Steve and Gary and The Loop in the 70s in Chicago.
Yes. Yep. But it's not. It's a real, I promise you, it's a real ad.
We need that game.
We do.
I've never seen that out in the wild, but I'm looking for Ball Buster. Yeah.
Please find Ball Buster.
Okay. All right.
Come on. Yeah.
Challenge accepted.
Thank you. Jason and Alexis in the morning on MyTalk 107.1. Everything entertainment, everything Willow. I'm Jace with Lex and Kenny. Dawn is on vacation. Let's play this.
It's time to make a choice.
Would you rather?
Jason and Alexis present Would You Rather?
Okay, here we go. Please play at home with your family, friends, frenemies, neighbors. Here we go.
Would you rather
be in a fight club that meets once a month or a book club that meets every single day?
Oh, fight club. I'm fighting.
Really?
Yeah, I think that would be fun.
I'm doing Fight Club because I don't want
the commitment.
I don't want something every single day.
That would take the fun out of it. At least you get to fight once a month.
I mean, other than the show, but even this isn't every single day. But yeah.
Yeah, true.
Oh, I'm doing book club all day, though. Every day, all day. Yeah, come on, guys.
You're reading the same book?
Sleeping book.
Are you kidding me?
It's sad how little I'm reading these days, other than stuff for the show and the news. But yeah.
Jason, you had the best line earlier. I read, not books.
Yeah, right.
I read everything else like a shark. I devour everything else, but no.
Yeah, I used to try to read at least a book a month. But
I know.
Last year that was not happening. That baby gets in the way sometimes. You know?
Seriously, that baby. Oh, I'm telling you,
my style.
Would you rather?
Here's a pop culture one.
Okay.
Would you rather live in the world of Jurassic Park, or the world of The Walking Dead?
Ooh. Oh, Jurassic Park.
Yeah. Can I be a dinosaur? Yeah.
No, Lex, you have to be a human.
You gotta be a human.
A human in Jurassic World or Park. Okay, yeah, I'm with you, Kenny. That would be great.
Yeah,
I think so. Even though, you know, they are dangerous.
Yeah, that's true. But they'd kill you in one thud. You know,
seriously.
Like the zombies take a little longer sometimes, you know?
If you're sneaky enough, I think you could hide and they wouldn't even know you were there.
Yeah, probably. That's true.
Yeah, I'm doing Jurassic Park.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Would you rather? Would you rather
have to wear a bib every time you go out to eat for the rest of your life?
Oh.
Or have to drink out of a sippy cup every time you're at a bar? I love this one so very much.
Can we do both? I might need that these days. Sippy cup sounds kind of fun.
Huh.
You know, I'm doing sippy cup because I can't get by you people at Red Lobster that put the plastic bib on. That is so, just so, I can't deal with that.
It's too much.
That's too much for me.
Well, you don't want the butter dripping, and butter's hard to get out.
Yeah,
you know?
That's
stop
true.
Stop being a slob. Just don't be a pig. Come on.
I guess we're not going to Red Lobster together.
I guess no, not, come Lex, on now. I guess we're not. Yeah, come on now.
I always put that bib on.
I do. Yeah, that I almost said the S word. That stuff flies, girl. You're hitting that lobster and there's shells flying everywhere.
Yep, we're messy too.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm doing a bib.
You're doing the bib, okay.
Because I don't need to be drinking my vodka soda out of a sippy cup.
What does that say about you that you're so crude that you have to put on a bib while you're eating? Come on.
That you enjoy your food. That you're just like,
I have no shame in my crab eating game. Oh, no. No, not at all.
But even when you're eating your foot long, though, too, Jace, this is every meal you got to wear a
girl,
bib.
Seriously.
We can make it in a cool accessory, you know?
Yeah. Okay, now this is a thought-provoking one. Here we go.
Okay.
Would you rather have eyes that film everything or ears that record everything?
Oh, eyes that film everything. That I can remember how to do things. I'm much more of a visual learner, so I can rewind and figure out how to do that Tunisian crochet, you know? I need that.
Is there really Tunisian crochet?
Yeah, and knitting. It was beautiful. I'll teach you sometime, Jace.
Okay, I'm coming right over.
Or just like seeing people do family videos and things like that. That's just stored in your brain.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I'm doing eyes.
Yeah, I'm doing eyes. Kenny?
I've seen some pretty crazy fun stuff, and I've heard some really, really, really awful things. So I don't want to hear. No more tape. No, I don't want to hear it. But yeah, bring on the crazy stuff I can rewatch again and again and again.
Yeah.
Okay. I went to the perverted section of this. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Would you rather have privates that sing Celine Dion songs every time you're aroused, or privates that sing Coldplay songs every time you're aroused?
Oh, Celine Dion, is that even a question? Voice of an angel.
Why can't it be like the Beastie Boys?
No, oh, that'd be cool.
Something fun. Celine. Coldplay. Oh, gross. Oh, God. What a turnoff. I guess I'm going Celine.
When I fall in love, it will be.
I'm feeling very. I'm feeling
Celine
really
off.
Go ahead, Kitty. Go ahead.
Celine off key is better than anything Coldplay has ever done. Yes. Seriously. Celine belching would be better.
A new day has. Yeah,
I know. I'm feeling a little horny right now. There's my penis singing Celine.
I love that. Can I have that now? That'd
no,
be great.
Lex, we can't have your vagina singing.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I'm very sorry.
Because that's the way
about
it is.
Oh, nice. Because you love me. Yes.
I hope you're happy with your choice.
I'm like Barry White or something. Really cool.
This has been Would You Rather.
Oh, God. It is 7:42. Hey, Lex, should we give something away? I mean, we do. Do you want to do it now?
Yeah, let's do it now. Let's do it.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids of all ages, we have a fantastic prize to give away. And speaking of children, do you love delightful singing orphans?
Yes.
Well, we have the prize for you. You can win a family 4-pack of tickets to see the Children's Theater Company's production of Annie. The sun will come out tomorrow. It'll be smothered in smoke, but the sun will come out tomorrow.
No.
This is on stage November 7th through January 9th, thanks to our family at the Children's Theater Company. Lex, what caller are we looking for?
Let's take caller 4 because you win 4 tickets.
651-641-1071. 651-641-1071. Operators are standing by. We'll be back with an Olympic update next. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment, everything deer hunting.
Whoa! Oh.
I got it.
You did? Okay.
I did. Yeah. I'm Jace with Lex and Kenny.
What, were you worried it was going to attack him?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I was worried.
It was pretty quick. Whoa.
Phew, we're safe.
I've been trained well. My nephew Carter taught me how to hunt.
Yeah. Can you imagine if a deer came into your studio right now?
Oh, my goodness, no.
That would be something.
Oh, I'd scream. I'd scream quite loud, and I'd probably cuss and get in trouble, and it just wouldn't be good.
Yeah.
But so let's just pray that doesn't happen. Let's pray that a deer doesn't come in.
It could.
Friday, July 30th, 2021. The time is 7:49. Good evening. from Tokyo. And welcome to the Alexis Thompson Not From Tokyo Summer Games Update. Because we can't call it the Olympics or NBC will sue us. And now, from her Olympic Summer Games desk, is Alexis Thompson. Go
ahead. Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. Konnichiwa. Yes, I have some highlights from the Olympics last night. Wow, what a night to watch the games. We watched Sunisa Lee take gold in the gymnastics all-around individual. And she brought home the gold, 18 years old, her first time at the Olympics, her first Olympic gold. Of course, the team won silver the day before, so it was really great to see all of her teammates in the crowd cheering her on. Simone Biles right there. Just really a beautiful display of leadership and just kicking some butt. She did it.
I was obsessed with this yesterday. And you know me, I'm not into the Olympics as much as everyone else is. But obviously, Lex got me crying yesterday when we were watching in real time the reaction of her family and friends watching in Minnesota. South St. Paul!
Yeah, 300 in Oakdale, all there cheering. Can you imagine being an athlete and your family can't be there?
But yeah.
It can be very lonely. And they have a higher level of quarantine right now there, too. So it's not like they're going out and exploring Tokyo.
No. So I watched that, and then I saw all of NBC's, you know, little bio packages, and hearing that her dad, that the family did not have the means, the funds to buy a really expensive balance beam, that he built her one.
Yes.
That I cried. Oh. Like, that got me. I was a puddle. I was on the floor.
Jeez, same. Yeah. And then at 10, she's doing the backflips on that homemade balance beam.
Yeah.
And with his recent injury too, falling off, painting, helping a friend, falling, he's now paralyzed.
Yeah. And then I had dinner, like I said, I had dinner last night with assistant Q, and Q basically watched her grow up. Q's sister Maggie, and they were on the same team. So Suni was at Q's house all the time. So I'm talking to him. I mean, and he's like, she's lovely, like just as delightful as you expect and want her to be. She's just that way. I'm like, oh,
such a historic win for so many reasons.
Yeah.
And it's really a beautiful display of how the Hmong community comes together and really helps their own.
Yeah.
It's really a beautiful thing because the accident happened with her dad. They came together, helped pay for, because it's really expensive to be an Olympian and for the training and for everything. And then also, she also said that she plans to go to college. She's going to compete for Auburn University, and she hasn't ruled out a run for Paris 2024.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so that's her future plans.
I believe that St. Paul has the highest concentration of Hmong people in the nation.
Yes,
We really stepped up and rescued them when they needed rescuing, and they're just great, great Americans. They're wonderful citizens.
Yes,
they are. Yes, they are fantastic. And it was just what we needed yesterday. It was such a great, just a great story, great experience. I'm glad, you know, and South St. Paul pride. And
And Asians, you know, especially with a lot of that Asian hate that was going on, too. This is definitely something
absolutely
beautiful to celebrate. And yes, to highlight the Hmong community that, yes, it's alive and well and vibrant here. And just, amazing Americans. You're right, Kenny.
Oh,
pretty cool.
Good story.
So, yes, Suni.
Some other
things,
headlines?
Too. We have some other medals in swimming. Lily King and Annie Laser took home the silver and bronze in the 200-meter backstroke. Ryan Murphy, not the Ryan Murphy we're used to talking about, but swimmer, scored a silver in the 200-meter backstroke. The United States leads in medal count, 41 medals so far. China, second with 36, and Russia with 31 in third. This is kind of a fun story. You know the condoms that they give out to all the Olympians?
Yeah.
And I guess there's an Australian kayaker. Her name is Jessica Fox. Well, she had one handy while she was competing. The nose of her kayak got damaged, and they use a carbon finish to repair it. And in order to keep that mixture in place at the tip of her kayak, she used one of the condoms that was given to her and other athletes. And guess what? She took home the gold.
So she's walking around in her competitor clothes just with a couple of really?
Yeah, I guess so. If she just had some in her kayak ready to go. Hey. You never know, Kenny.
That
you need
gives
it.
Me great hope. I like that. That's cool.
Yes. So I love it.
She's ready to answer the question right here, right now. Oh, hell
yeah. Oh, yeah. Here we go. I'm ready. Are you ready? And then another little fun little note. San Marino has become the smallest country to win an Olympic medal. They're a European nation of just 34,000 people, and they got bronze in women's trap shooting.
Mm. San Marino. I've never heard of it.
I was just going to say the same thing.
Tiny little European nation. So well, there maybe. You go. There's some fun things there.
Do you guys know any experts that you didn't know were experts in the Olympics? Like you'll be sitting there watching an event and all of a sudden this person you've known all your life will say, oh, that was an awful dive. They're not going to get anything on that. And then sure enough, that person is right.
They knew.
Are there any?
Yeah, there's been a few aha moments with people in my life going, oh, I didn't know your mom did dressage. That's that horse dancing that I love watching.
Yeah. Like, right, where did this come from?
Cool.
Oh, it always comes back to horse dancing. Yes.
Yes.
Dressage.
Beautiful.
Dressage. Yes. When we come back, ooh, we're going down the rabbit hole with the secrets of Forrest Gump when we come back.